You're listening to Danny and Gallant on 710 ESPN Seattle.
Now, here are your hosts, Danny O'Neill and Paul Gallant.
Weekly visit with Jerry DePoto, which is always a blast, and we're looking forward to it, especially here. You got seven runs scored in the sixth inning. The Mariners pull off an 8-4 victory. They're 3-3 after their first homestand, and we go to Jerry DePoto right now. And, Jerry, thanks so much for joining us. It's a pretty fun first week of baseball for your team.
Yeah, you know, lots of ups and downs in the six-game homestand, but all in all, 3-3, you got to walk away from it feeling pretty good.
What did you make of yesterday's odyssey of a game in particular, where Justin Dunn has the struggles early on? You guys have yet another unbelievable inning where you're scoring six-plus runs, and it's Ty France with an 11-pitch at-bat that set up Kyle Seager for the clinching three-run double.
Those two at-bats, really, and especially the Ty France at-bat, just how that seemed to me to change the face of the game was remarkable, and which was fairly similar to what we saw all spring and through the first, you know, five, six games with Ty. And our offense just keeps on grinding. While we had our struggles in the first two games of that White Sox series, lots of punch-outs and tough time putting together hits, you know, they did grind and they put themselves in positions to, in at least two of the six games, to come up with those big innings and give us much needed wins.
Jerry, it's six games in. It's hard to make any sort of big sweeping observations. You mentioned grinding, though, and I'm wondering what you're seeing from your team's approach. Not the results at the plate, but the approach that your hitters are taking. Taylor Trammell had a critical, like he worked a walk in the opening game that was important. Ty France yesterday, he was down 0-2 in that count and ends up working an 11-pitch walk. What have you thought of your young hitters' approach specifically so far?
Yeah, the right way to phrase it, I think, is they're trying to do the right thing. And, you know, they're running deep counts. They're getting into good at-bats. They're not always finishing them off. And, you know, that's part of the trade-off in going deep into the at-bats. When you're 2-2 and 3-2 frequently, you do run the risk of strikeouts. And we were facing particularly high-velocity pitching through the first six games. So at the end of the day, we preach process. The guys really did go in and run deeper at bats. They stayed in the strike zone and, you know, didn't leave very often. Unfortunately, we were, you know, challenged at times to make contact in the strike zone, but they're doing the right thing. And I think that's all we can ask. And they continue, like we saw in yesterday's game, they continue to do those right things and execute that process. And eventually, you know, the dam will break and you will start seeing runs scored. And that's what we saw. And hopefully that's a harbinger for things to come in the series ahead with Minnesota, because it does start to build confidence when you know you're doing the right things and then ultimately you get rewarded.
Jerry, I was super bummed on Tuesday where we see James Paxton and you see two innings, and the first inning he has the two strikeouts, and then in the second inning he leaves with elbow discomfort. What is the latest that you are hearing on him?
We're going to find out a little bit more, I would say, in the next 48 hours, but, you know, obviously not a good sign. And when he walked off the mound, I think, like you just described, my heart sunk a little bit. He looked great. He looked great when we saw him in the spring. He looked great to start that game against the White Sox. And, you know, our expectation that this is not going to be a short stay on the IL, we're just fingers crossed that it's not anything long term. But like I said, we'll find out more in the next couple of days and be able to assess.
We need to find a different word other than discomfort, because discomfort sounds so minor and it can be so ominous, Jerry. Like whenever I hear discomfort, I think discomfort is when I sleep bad on my pillow. And I always feel bad for an athlete. Like he's got elbow discomfort. I'm like, well, it's a little bit more than he's just uncomfortable. Like there's some worrying things. But James has fought back from injuries before. And it just, I guess mostly what I feel bad for him is that it's just not, he's not been able to stay healthy in those moments to string enough appearances together, because we all know the talent and the dedication that he takes to his craft, that he's worked really hard, and just these things tend to crop up with him.
You know, I was crushed for him when he walked off the mound, and largely because I think in his last spring training outing, I said to James, we've had the chance to watch him throw a lot. You know, the regular season, he's had spectacular days, no hitters, dominant performances. but I don't know that I've ever seen him better than I saw him in the outings he had down in Peoria this spring. You know, I guess one was in Maribel, but there was such a much different spring training version of James with high velocity and command of his secondary pitches that you just don't see from Pax. And I said that to him, this is the best version of you I've ever seen in the spring. And, you know, and he worked so hard to get there, and he smiled and he said, I think I had something to prove. And I felt so badly for him when he walked off the mound against the White Sox, because you can see that he was in a high degree of discomfort when he walked off the mound. And you know, fingers crossed, I hope he's able to come back and get back out on the mound and do the things that he does. I know how hard he works at it, how hard he wants it, and really how much we need him. You know, that's a big loss for us for any period of time. And you know, it was such an exciting thing when we brought him back to the Mariners, and such a jolt of confidence for our young players to look at a guy with his kind of history in the league and know that we're out there trying to get better every day. And, you know, unfortunately, we're just going to have to wait and see how this plays out. But right now, it certainly doesn't look optimistic.
Mariners general manager Jerry DePoto with us on the Issaquah Pest Control Hotline. Jerry, when a pitcher goes through issues with control, you've pitched before. What did you do when you were in your playing days, and what is it that Justin Dunn's going to have to do with some of the struggles that he had yesterday with control?
Yeah, yesterday was a rough day. And, you know, frankly, you just don't see that in a big league game. And that was my initial takeaway. I've certainly been out there enough and had control problems, you know, at various points in my career, whether it be an inning or a game, what have you. How I usually approached it was I just apologized to the manager afterwards. You know, if you knew how to fix it, you would fix it. You know, he's trying. He's out there trying to throw strikes. And, you know, we did see, again, a marked uptick in his stuff. I thought his stuff was crisp. But we just need to be better at throwing strikes. And frankly, with our starting pitching in general, you know, with the exception of what I thought was an outstanding start by Yusei and a really solid outing by Chris Flexen, our starting pitching, which we think is pretty good, needs to be better than it was these first six games. And Justin needs to command the strike zone better if he's going to evolve into a steady starting pitcher in this league. That's for sure.
You mentioned Yusei Kikuchi. I think the kids call it swag. I think that's what whether Yusei had a little bit of swag to him. He was kind of hopping around the mound, and you could see he seemed more emotive, and he kind of worked through a tough little spot he had. I know he gave up the home run at the end of that appearance in the sixth inning to Evan Longoria, but man, it certainly seemed like he was having fun and kind of feeling the emotion of the moment being out there.
I think swag is the right way to put it. He had that. You could tell he was confident. He had overpowering stuff. And, you know, if not for what I thought was an awesome series for Evan Longoria, period, mm-hmm. if not for that swing from Longo, it's hard to put together a better start than what we saw from Yusei. And such a confidence builder for him coming into a season. Again, coming out of a spring we were pretty – you know, vocal about what we were seeing with Yusei. It's, you know, there was an increase in velocity off of what was already a high bar, and you know, the quality of the secondary pitches and the way he was executing. But I think the real key for Yusei was going out there aggressively right from the start. And, you know, he has had a tendency to, let's say, feel his way into the water. And, you know, by the second or third inning, he finds his groove. Yeah, and you're always going to have that one turbulent inning where he's trying to wrestle, you know, his own feel. And it's almost always been about gaining that confidence to go out and just let it rip. And, you know, what we saw, you know, the other day was just letting it rip from the very get-go, which was something that, you know, Pete Woodworth, our pitching people, sat down and discussed with Yusei as a plan for this year. Hey, can we just attack the game rather than waiting for it to come to us? And you know, we saw him do it, and it was pretty special stuff. And you just don't see a lot of lefties or pitchers, period, in the league that can put together that kind of pitch quality across an entire arsenal. I was incredibly encouraged.
Some more injuries piling up, Jerry, and not just Kyle Lewis. You also see Jake Fraley and and Evan White dealing with something right now. And I know some fans listening right now, maybe myself, are wondering if that's going to expedite the process. But I'll instead ask, what's the latest on that trio?
You know, I mean, Evan White, Kyle Lewis, Jake Fraley, none of them are, I would say, long-term concerns. I think we're going to see Kyle Lewis, if all stays on track, we'll see him during our next homestand when we get back from this road trip, which is an encouraging thing because we missed his bat sitting there in the middle of our lineup for sure, and his presence because he does bring some energy. And he's one of those players that the other team just knows where they are all the time. And Kyle's one of those guys. You know, Jake, we're hopeful that he's out with a hammy. It's a grade one. We think it's closer to mild than to use a different word, but you know, mild hamstring strain. We think it's going to be closer to 2 weeks, and he'll be back out on the field. But hamstrings can be tricky. And then we'll find out more today on Evan White. We also think that is, you know, less of a long-term concern. And this is something for Evan, you know, even dating back to his draft year, he's always had the tendency to have some quad issues over time. And I don't know why that is. He's so strong and tightly wound that maybe it's just, I know I don't have this problem, but, you know, he tends to have some problem, you know, with his lower half, particularly his quads. And typically he needs a couple of days off his feet and he bounces back, and fingers crossed, hopefully that's all this is, because those are really important repetitions for young players. And, you know, it's critical that we get these guys out there regularly to find out, you know, where we are on our own arc. And that's an important thing for them too in the development of their careers. So hopefully they're not down for too long, and we can get them back out there pretty quickly.
He is Jerry DePoto, his weekly visit with us. Jerry, we always appreciate it. We learned something, and hey, 3-3 start, and we're seeing some of the dividends pay off of some very patient approaches at the plate, and we'll see if the pitching takes a kick up over the next week. But we always appreciate your time, Jerry.
You got it, guys. Talk to you next week.